Siman Shalom Ches, Siv Ches. The Machaber says that you could put a kli, a bucket, under a place where water is dripping down from the roof on Shabbos, and it fills up, the kli fills up, the bucket fills up, you could pour it out, assuming that you don't pour it outside the place where there's no Erev, obviously, only the place where you're allowed to carry, and then you put it back to its place, that's a refill. But says the Machaber, we're talking about a case where that water that's dripping down from the roof is roy for rechitza, can be used for something. And therefore, there's no problem muksim. Shmuel explains that the chiddush over here is that rainwater that rained on Shabbos is not a problem muksa, it's not a problem noilut. Assuming that's roy for shtia, you could drink it, or for rechitza, to wash stuff with it. And Mishnah Berurah says the same thing, if it's roy for shtia's behema, if an animal will drink from it, it's also good enough. You have to know if this heter of roy for shtia's behema applies in the place that people don't have pet animals. But the Machaber says, if it's not roy, it's not useful for anything, then it's usur, because then it's a problem muksa. And once again, a problem with muksa, so putting the bucket there is a problem with vato kli meyachana, which the Berurah explains in the Bir Halacha. You're not allowed to take a kli which is not muksa and put it in the place that's forced to become a basis for muksa, and therefore the kli will also become muksa, even vato the kli, the dummy, the seiser kli, on Shabbos. And the Machaber says, in this, in Grav Shereh Lechatchila, the Machaber is explaining that really, if the dirty water does end up inside this bucket, you will be allowed to take away the bucket. If this is a room that or a place that you're sitting, that you're living in, and it bothers you to have the dirty water here, there's a heter of grav sharei, that's covered up bris, you're allowed to move muksa on Shabbos if it's a situation where its presence there is disturbing the people and it's a zayin and uncomfortable and unpleasant to have it there. However, you're not allowed to chatkila make a grav sharei, since you cannot make a grav sharei, therefore you cannot put a bucket there with the assumption that when the water, the muksa water, that's not roi, if anything drips in, it'll be mis, and then you'll be allowed to take it out. Even though now you're allowed to take it out, so now that means you could move the bucket, and you weren't, so to speak, mevato the bucket, but you cannot create such a situation. So if there's a bucket there and water drips in it, so there, the Machaber says there is a heter of a graf sharei, and Mishnah Berurah says, well, Rabbi, even before it's fully full, before it's filled up, it's already unpleasant to have this water there, there's a heter of a graf sharei, but to put a bucket there to catch water that's not going to be ready for a chitz or anything, is not allowed chatchila, because the problem of vato kli meyachanai, and chatchila, we don't create a scenario of the heter of grav sharei. Siman shalom v'tes, may yedina pratim on the egg b'shabbos, the Machaber says, if alaf and ala ride on the animal, horseback riding, or any animals on Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman shen hey, we're more marach about this din, we're not going to delve into Daniel. So the base of the Machaber says that you can't go swimming on Shabbos, even the brecha shabachatzah, not only are you not allowed to do it in the river, even the brecha shabachatzah, that means like a pool in your backyard, because any time of the water, from the splashing, if your hands and feet is going to cause some of the water to splash out of the pool, it's similar to a river, that the water splashes both directions, and I'm swimming in the river, on a nar, you might make a floater is something that was used to get around in the water, especially if somebody's first learning how to swim, and that's a problem, obviously, of making a kli on Shabbos, of taking mana, and since the chashash, somebody's swimming, is going to make a floater to teach people how to swim, someone else should learn how to swim, therefore you cannot go swimming on Shabbos, not on a nar, not even the brecha, not even the backyard pool, if it's as such that from splashing, the water can end up outside the pool. Supposed to the Machaber says, if there's a rim around it, that the water, even if you splash, it'll just bounce off the rim and stay in the pool, won't splash out of the pool. So then, it's not considered swimming in a pool that's similar to a river, it's like you're moving around in a kli, in the bathtub itself, and there's no gzera, you might come to make a chavash shaitan, a floater, and therefore it's mutas. Mishnah Berurah explains, it means that for this mutas, you have to have very tall walls on all sides that go very high above the water level. Probably not the heter that's applicable to our swimming pools. There might be other issues with our swimming pools as well, over the chal, you know, on Zilz of Shabbos, etc. Siv Gimel Machaber says the one cannot clap or dance on Shabbos because the Xeri might come to Masak Lashir to come fix the musical instrument because these are things that are associated with clapping. Mishnah Berurah says whether you're clapping out of simcha for musical reasons or you're clapping because you're sad. Sometimes we'll clap when they feel sadness or out of anger. All these things are part of Xeri because Allah made not to clap on Shabbos. Shem is Sakh Lashir, you might come to fix a musical instrument which will help you either in a simcha or in the making the sounds of Avelis. Dancing is also awesome on Shabbos, Shem HaSakh Lashir, and Shabbos says it was Torah. It's Mutter the dance because it's Kavod HaTorah. Other simple shemitzah, like Chasna, says there it's also even Kavod HaTorah, he says you're allowed to dance and clapping. However, when the Machaber says Vayter, not to ring a bell and make a noise with a bell on Shabbos, because Shem HaSakh Lashir, that does not have a heter of Simchas Torah, only dancing and clapping. Not when there's any instrument or any bell involved. Now, the clap, klach, yah, or the shilut, that the Machaber says is Mutter. The Ramal says that now, which nowadays people clap and they dance on Shabbos, that we're not moicha, it's kamutu shishayg and vloy mizid, they're not going to listen to us anyway. So the Barrett's a drabon, the Barrett's do a shayg, and not do a mezid. If we tell them they're going to not listen to us, and just do a mezid. It's rather, let's keep our mouth shut and be quiet. The Ramal says some say nowadays the whole Xer Shem Esak and Lashir is not plugged, we don't know how to fix Klishir anyway. And it's far fetched, don't come to fix a Klishir, it's Muslim Shicha and Chazar and Gezer are circumstances today, and maybe that's how people are making. The Maisa, Mishnah Berurah says, that it's not Kedai to be Semach on this heter, and therefore the reason why we keep quiet nowadays is just It's Hanach Lahem because they're not going to listen to us anyway. Shemur is also a song to snap their fingers in the way that makes musical beats. Nowadays, a cappella and all different ways to make beats. That's also a song Shabbos, all part of the Gzeret. Snap your fingers to wake somebody up. That's Mashim Lagram, it's Mutter, it's not Derek Shir. But the way that the Shabbos explains this Rashi, it sounds according to Rashi, Shemach, run this as well.